I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, July 27th. No injuries and only minimal damage after a trash fire at a Quincy apartment complex yesterday. The flames broke out on a third-floor balcony at the Falls complex on Falls Boulevard. A sprinkler system kept the flames in check, and firefighters quickly doused the blaze. Almost 10 years ago, a fire destroyed the building across the streets when a barbecue grill sparked a fire on a second-floor balcony. 26-year-old Anthony McShane of Quincy is charged with causing a multi-car crash in Wollaston Center on Sunday. Police say McShane struck several vehicles at Hancock and Beale Streets and then fled on foot to the nearby 7-Eleven. Happened just after midnight Sunday. He was treated for minor injuries and now faces multiple charges. The Real Estate Bar Association for Massachusetts is supporting Norfolk County Register of Deeds William O'Donnell's efforts to get a permanent full-time community information officer approved for his department. The association agrees with O'Donnell that that position is vital to protecting the registry from ransomware and cyber attacks. The county commissioners are only funding the position for a year, and O'Donnell is suing them, arguing the commissioners are derelict of duty and violated open meeting laws. A hearing in court is set for today. The Four River Bridge is scheduled to open today at 3 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, July 27th.